Well, I think the greatest innovation was producing a curriculum of studies for undergraduates which broke very sharply with the departmental pattern of a curriculum that one had in most existing universities. I was determined, in the light of my experience, not only in Oxford, but in Leeds, where I was when I decided to come to Sussex. I was determined that we would have linked studies which would be genuinely linked, that we would not accept the conventional distinction between general and specialised education, but we would try to ensure that you combine knowledge of a particular discipline within a context of general studies. And you would do that through departments which were not just super, you would do it through schools which were not just super departments, but genuinely did bring people into communications contact with each other. And that was a really totally different way of looking at a university. And those of us who were involved in working out the first curriculum in 1961 were very privileged people. We knew we were privileged people. The idea of creating a new university from scratch was something which was quite unfamiliar in this country. Keele was the nearest place that got to it, but Keele was a university where they had very special kind of attributes associated with their founder, who was the Master of Balliol College, Oxford. And also Keele did not have the kind of school pattern that we had.